one floor to another, you call those the, you say you go up the staircase.
Or the stairs.
Got an area in front of the house, you know, where you might have chairs or it might be screened in.
If it's screened in, I usually call it a sun porch. And if it's just open, it's just a front porch.
Just a front porch. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that?
In older houses, especially in the south, called the gallery, I think. And then around the turn of the century, I think they called it a veranda. But, and of course, that was an old southern term too, I think, the veranda. That's where Scarlett sat, you know.
Scarlett.
Yeah, it's Scarlett.
The veranda.
Yeah.
You ever heard anybody call it the paisa?
Uh-huh, and that's an Italian term thing. Yeah.
And with a southern pronunciation.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Have you ever seen a porch that extended around the sides
mm-hmm.
of the house?
My mother was born in a house like that. In fact, the porch went all the way around, and they call it the veranda. Went all the way around to the back part of the house. In fact, till about halfway on either side of the back part, it was that way. And then it dipped in inside, and they had up where Mother did the washing and stuff like that.
Well, what about something like a porch that might be on another story? You ever seen anything like that?
Balcony is what I call
just
a
balcony?
Yeah. Second floor balcony or something like that.
Going to ask you a... I meant to ask you about when you were talking about cleaning up this thing that you used to sweep with.
Broom?
Broom.
I don't use that much.
Vacuum cleaner.
A vacuum cleaner.
Have you ever seen a broom that that didn't have a wooden handle, but it was all straw or something like straw? Kind of an old-fashioned thing.
What, handmade type deal? Yeah. You still buy them.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to wash it for decorative purposes and things like that. Ozarks. There was a man at the Ozark Film Festival. Not film. Yeah, well not, that wasn't at the film festival, but at the folk festival that we went to. Man was making brooms like that. He could whip one up in about 15 minutes.
So they were still called brooms?
Yeah, as far as... And the little ones were whisk brooms.
Let me ask you about this expression. Let's say if a broom were in the corner and the door was open so that you couldn't see it, and I was looking for the broom, you'd say, well, the broom's...
behind the door.
And if I came in and left the door open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd tell me to...
close the door.
Close the door.
Or shut it right there.
Shut the door. Some frame houses, on the outside, sides overlap each other, kind of like that.
Uh-huh. Clapboard.
Clapboard.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another term for that? You heard?
I don't think so.
Weatherboards, maybe? You ever heard call that?
Weatherboard, yeah. But clapboard, mostly.
Okay. What do you, the word, when you get in a car, you say you've got to, what do you say you're doing?
Drive.
Drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the past form of that word, yesterday I
drove,
and you have
driven
this thing that the entire covering of a house, that's called a
roof.
Mm-hmm. And some houses have different slopes,
pitches, different pitch roofs.
Different pitch, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about the area or the place where the two slopes come together like that? Have you ever heard that?
That's not an eave, is it? The eave is at the corner.
Yeah,
let's see. That's
right. Just where the two slopes meet, a place where you might have to...
Is that the L?
An L.
I don't know, ELL. I don't know whether that's it or not.
You ever heard that called the valley?
Uh-uh.
The valley of the roof?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, what about these things on the edge of the roof that carry off the water?
The gutters.
The gutters.
Yeah.
But those usually built in or suspended or what?
They're just attached to the eave of the roof on this house.
Mm-hmm.